Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says Wave's platform will empower new age creators across sectors. Celebrations begin nationwide on the eve of Holi with colors, music and festive joy. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend their greetings. ISRO completes de-docking of SpaceX satellites, becomes fourth nation to achieve space docking with indigenous system. Kremlin says Russia is ready to discuss US proposal on Ukraine ceasefire. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to quarterfinal of All England Open Championship. The centre engaged with the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event, organised by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw stated that the Waves platform is designed for new age creators from all walks of life to produce high value content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position.
World is rapidly changing, and we in India, we have a very unique position. We have a more than billion people who have access to mobile phone. More than 640 million people use smartphones. Our digital rates are one of the lowest in the world, actually the lowest in the world. And people have adopted digitalization the way like a fish takes to water.
Mr. Vaishnaw further announced that a $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy.
$1 billion fund will be created for the creators economy, which will be basically for making sure that all our energetic creators using the latest technologies today, they will be able to get access to capital and hone their skills, upgrade their production levels and reach out to the global market.
Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling.
Waves represents the coming together of cinema, of the digital world, of content revolution, of the IT industry, and of global capability centers in India. Now, on its part, India happens to be a prolific producer, a mass consumer, an enthusiastic innovator, and an active global contributor.
Dr. Jaishankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st of May to the 4th of May in Mumbai. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has called content creators the digital ambassadors of the country. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal underlined that responsible content, innovative storytelling, skill development and the export of Indian creativity are the four major aspects of the creative industry. He emphasized the vast opportunities in the country's creative sector, stating that this industry has already become a multi-billion dollar sector and employs a large number of people across the country. On the eve of Holi, celebrations have begun nationwide with colors, music and festive joy. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Holi. In her message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colors, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasized that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi as well. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives, while also strengthening the colors of unity among the countrymen. Delhiites are bursting with enthusiasm and excitement for the Festival of Colors. People in the city are flooding the shops to stock up on unique accessories that promise to make their Holi celebration bigger, brighter, and more fun than ever before. Streets are lined with temporary stalls offering pitchkaris, colors, herbal gulal, and other festive items. Talking to Akashvani News, head of the Department of Dermatology at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi, Dr. Kaushal Verma, advised people to use natural colors and avoid synthetic ones during the celebrations.
होली के समय नीले रंगों का इस्तेमाल ना करें, सूखे रंगों का या गुलाल का इस्तेमाल करें। कभी कभी होली के टाइम लोग जो हैं ये पेंट, वार्निश, कीचड़ जैसी चीजों का इस्तेमाल करते हैं होली खेलने के लिए। इसको बिल्कुल ही ना करें, इससे त्वचा को नुकसान पहुंचता है।
Meanwhile, security has been tightened at various locations across the city. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi highlighted the arrangements and deployment of security personnel for the festival.
दिल्ली पुलिस पूरी तरह से तत्पर है ताकि आप सुखद और शांतिपूर्ण रूप से होली के पर्व का उल्लास ले सके। हमने लोगों को समझाने की भी कोशिश की है, एजुकेशनल मैसेजेस भी दिए हैं, RWS के साथ मीटिंग भी की है। साथ ही हर जगह दिल्ली पुलिस की तैनाती भी रहेगी कि यदि कोई असामाजिक तत्व त्योहार के रंग में भंग डालने की कोशिश करता है तो उसके विरुद्ध तुरंत सख्त कार्रवाई की जाएगी।
In Gujarat, a large number of devotees have gathered at prominent Shri Krishna temples, including Lord Dwarkadhish Temple in Dwarka, Ranchor Rai Temple in Dakor, to worship Lord Shri Krishna on the occasion of Holi. We have a report from our correspondent.
The festival of Holi is celebrated with great enthusiasm. Phool Dol festivals and Fagni Poonam Utsavs are being organized at Lord Dwarkadhish Temple in Dwarka, Ranchor Rai Temple in Dakor, Shamaji Temple in North Gujarat and other prominent Shri Krishna temples in the state. Thousands of devotees are reaching the temples to offer prayers and take part in the Phool Dol Utsav. In Dwarka, a large number of devotees took a holy dip in Gomti River today on the occasion of Holi. According to the age-old tradition, first Holi in Dwarka is lit at Gomti Ghat and a fire is taken from there and then the holi of the temples is lit. In Dakor, pilgrims from across the state visit Ranchor Rai Temple by walking to offer their prayers to the Lord and celebrate Holi with the God. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations.
ट्रेन ऑन डिमांड भी चलाई जाएगी, तो आप देख सकते हैं एक बड़ी संख्या है स्पेशल ट्रेन की और एक उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है उनकी संख्या में, ताकि हम ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोगों को यात्रा मुहैया करा सके। इस बार विशेष बात यह है कि हम लोगों ने विशेष रूप से हर सेगमेंट ऑफ पैसेंजर्स का ध्यान रखा है। जैसे जो हायर सेगमेंट के पैसेंजर्स हैं उनके लिए हमने इस बार स्पेशल वंदे भारत होली स्पेशल ट्रेन का संचालन शुरू किया है जो नई दिल्ली से पटना जाएंगी।
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that the Class 12 examinations scheduled to be held on Saturday will be conducted as planned despite the extended Holi celebrations across various parts of the country. The board, in a statement, said that the Class 12 examination for Hindi core and Hindi elective subjects will be held on the scheduled date. It added, the students who are unable to attend the examination on 15th March will be given an opportunity to appear in the special examination conducted for students participating in national or international level sports events. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment, SpadeX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SpadeX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said, it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. More from our correspondent.
The successful undocking of SpaceX satellites marks a significant milestone in India's space journey. Autonomous docking and undocking are key technologies for future satellite servicing, space station operations, and deep space exploration. These advanced capabilities to dock and undock in space is considered pivotal for future space missions, including landing on Moon, collecting sample, and returning to Earth. The primary goal of SpaceX mission is now accomplished. India has now become the fourth country after USA, Russia, and China to master this technology. SpaceX mission has now demonstrated ISRO's capabilities in electric power transfer between two spacecraft moving in space and the use of an advanced satellite positioning system to ensure precise maneuvering in orbit. The functionality of payloads after undocking is vital for operations in future missions. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
The first round of National Deworming Day was launched in Manipur today. The Director of State Health Services, Dr. Chambo Gonmay, said that more than 9.91 lakh children aged between 1 and 19 years will be given deworming medicines during the campaign. He said that cases of patients infected with ringworm and roundworm are high in the state, despite the presence of various other worm infections among children. The Uttar Pradesh Police Recruitment and Promotion Board declared the final result for the UP Police Constable recruitment today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extended his congratulations to the 60,244 youths selected for the post of constable. In a social media post, the Chief Minister expressed special joy over the recruitment of 12,048 girls into the police force. Tur procurement has increased in major tur-producing states, including Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Telangana. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, a total of 1.31 lakh metric tons of tur, that is arhar, have been procured, benefiting nearly 90,000 farmers in these states. The ministry stated that the government is committed to purchasing 100% of the production of tur, urad and masoor at the minimum support price. Procurement of tur in other states will also commence soon. The Kremlin announced today that Russia is now ready to discuss the U.S. ceasefire proposal. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov stated that discussions were taking place calmly and that Moscow remained open to negotiations. However, he expressed concerns that the proposal could serve as a temporary advantage for Ukraine's military. U.S. officials are in Moscow to discuss the potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine as diplomatic efforts intensify to halt the ongoing conflict. Special envoy Steve Witkoff arrived today to negotiate the proposed 30-day ceasefire, which Ukraine agreed to earlier this week in talks with the United States. Moving on to sports and badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen delivered a dominant performance today to defeat defending champion Jonathan Christie to advance into the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships. Sen started aggressively, racing to a 4-0 lead before taking the first game 21-13. Christie briefly fought back to 5-5 in the second, but Sen's powerful smashes proved too much as he closed out the match 21-10. With the victory, Sen secured his first quarterfinal appearance of the year, marking his best performance since the Paris Olympics. In the Women's Premier League cricket, the eliminator match between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants is underway at the Braebens Stadium in Mumbai. Mumbai Indians have set a target of 214 runs. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians posted 213 for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says WAVES platform will empower new age creators across sectors. Celebrations begin nationwide on the eve of Holi with colours, music and festive joy. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend their greetings. ISRO completes de-docking of SpaceX satellites. India becomes fourth nation to achieve space docking with indigenous system. Kremlin says Russia is ready to discuss US proposal on Ukraine ceasefire. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to quarterfinal of All England Open Championship. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.